With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The region of Queens received $2.6 million in joint funding for water and wastewater infrastructure upgrades. Member of Parliament for Halifax West, Lena Metlidge-Diab, Minister of Public Works, Kim Maslin, and Region of Queens Mayor, Darlene Norman, were on hand at Queen's Place Monday to announce the contributions from all three levels of government. The federal government is investing $1 million, the province is kicking in another $872,000, and the Region of Queens is contributing the remaining $698,000. The money will be used to upgrade and replace water, sanitary, and storm sewer lines. Part of the funding will go to decommissioning the existing combined sewer outfall in the Waterloo East sewer shed boundary and ending the generational practice of pumping wastewater into the bay. A new wastewater pumping station, force main, and a storm sewer outfall will also be included in the project. The stormwater system is being designed to withstand 100-year stormwater levels. Minister Maslin says improvements in these systems will go a long way to supporting development and bringing new residents to Queens. And while those are important issues, she says her larger concern is for cleaning up the harbour.
The big thing for me in this project is it's very important that we have a healthy Liverpool Harbour, and this funding today will certainly make sure that we can replace and upgrade that inadequate infrastructure and definitely outdated infrastructure that has been there for way too long.
Mayor Darlene Norman says the Region of Queens has been steadily working on replacing that outdated infrastructure since amalgamation in 1996. She says the application for this project was submitted in 2021, and the region is ready to begin when weather permits.
We've been waiting to do it. So it was just a matter of $2.6 million is a lot of money.
The project is shovel-ready and will take place in two phases over this year and next. Norman says the municipality recognizes residents of Waterloo Street will be inconvenienced over the next 2 years, and the region will keep them informed every step of the way. The mayor says there are still many areas of Queens County with issues around water and wastewater that need to be addressed.
First, we have to correct the outfalls and keep our Liverpool Bay healthy. And I mean, outfall in oceans is just like major outfalls are just so wrong. And then we look forward to parts of our county, which are in peril if they have unhealthy drinking water. So it's... this is one part of a very big puzzle that needs to be put together.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.